Good morning. It's not quite 5 a.m. out here in the desert. I'm already awake, showered, ready to start a long and productive day of practice. But before I do, I'm outside waiting for the ultimate fire casino to arise. The beautiful sun coming up over the eastern horizon is just starting to show its light. So where to begin? Last I checked in, I was experiencing the difficulties of the third jhana, but enjoying the practice, seeing some interesting things start to happen, even if they aren't super bright, vividly clear, and enjoying the ability to sit for long periods of time with total comfort and real peacefulness. So we did a sit last night for 2 hours, and the entire group didn't move. Everyone made it easily for the entire two-hour session, and I think it was a very enjoyable sit for the entire group, getting into a lot of interesting territory. The visual field is becoming more three-dimensional. It's like I think that Daniel and his group may have referred to this as the low-res 3D stage. So that means it's mostly sort of grays and whites, but images are starting to form in three dimensions out of that. So the one that I started to mention yesterday, the candle, was making a not infrequent appearance. There were tunnels that I was seeing at various points. Other shapes, some of which I couldn't quite identify, large shapes, small shapes. I was examining tiny little shapes. I was seeing what looked like little sea turtles swimming around, maybe some lobsters sort of swimming around, and then larger shapes that look like almost like planets or spaceships or the Death Star or something. And I had a lot of fun practicing with intention more. I would intend, for example, to zoom in on this sort of giant three-dimensional star spaceship thing to try and sort of just examine it and sort of look at it a little bit closer. And then, you know, slowly, a few seconds after setting the intention, it would start to zoom in. And then I would intend for the zooming to stop. And a few seconds or so, and it would stop. And then I just wanted to see how much control I had, so I decided that I wanted the object to start spinning. So I intended for the object to spin, and the object started to spin. So I did that. I played around more with sort of changing and manipulating colors and asking for colors, and that seemed to be working pretty well. I haven't tried again to sort of go from just totally opposite ends of the color spectrum. It just, some things I feel like wouldn't work. They just don't seem to really fit with what's happening. It's almost like it's, you know, that it's an over-ask. And so I haven't been doing the over-asking. I've been sort of intending for the most part within the bounds of something that seems possible based on what I'm doing in that at that particular time. What else? I was very captivated last night by the visual screen for the most part. Not a lot of mind wandering. I had sort of resolved that I would make sure that I redirected any mind wandering back to the visual screen, and was pretty successful at doing that last night. I kept the mantra going pretty well, but it wasn't singing as loudly as I sort of hoped that it would. So I started playing around a little bit when I was sort of laying on the couch with just turning on different songs. You know, you get a song stuck in your head. I decided I would sort of intentionally call up songs that I liked and wanted to hear. It would come on, and then it would sort of, like having a song stuck in your head, sort of like effortlessly play in the background. Sort of really, really interesting. Whether I knew the words or not, it seemed to be kind of irrelevant, because it would sort of shift and mold. So if I didn't know the word to a particular section, it was almost as though it would sort of just figure out how to cover that up by putting my attention elsewhere or whatever. So as long as I wasn't paying too much attention to the song, it was fine that I might not have like had a perfect recall of exactly what it sounded like. In that space, it sounded like the song was being played. All of the songs were being played perfectly. And I was able to switch the tracks, and I was able to, I think one time successfully turn it off, and then another time I was getting a little bit cocky about my intention. It was kind of like the thought had arisen, wow, in this space it feels like I can really kind of have like a lot of control over this stuff. So cool. And then I was like, all right, song, turn off. And the song was like, no, fuck you. Kept playing. Couldn't get it to turn off. So anyway, it was very pleasant. It was very enjoyable. It really did feel like kind of getting high on candles, high on the meditation. That was the sort of best way to describe last night's sit. So once the sit was over, I resolved to sit some more. I was going to do another 2 hours, really just try and keep powering things to see just how far I can get with the limited time we have left available. And did not actually formally sit with the candle, but I used this small LED light to burn sort of an after image into the eye when I lay down in bed, and then I watched that after image sort of go through the standard cycle up through and into third jhana, and that worked fine. Took a little while longer for the sort of much brighter after image to totally burn away, so it felt like I was in the second jhana for sometimes longer than I am with the candle. It was just the after image was kind of lingering there, and it felt like it stalled out the progress into sort of the third stage for a little bit. Things were really intensely second jhana, kind of very vibratory, high energy, and it took a little while for it to settle down. Even though I was kind of wanting it to settle down, it wasn't settling down, so I just had to relax and wait it out. Eventually got back into the third jhana space. So laying in bed, just sort of decided that I would, I've had sort of earlier in the retreat no trouble drifting off from third jhana, but I think that may be more true in the earlier stages of third jhana. So I was just sitting in bed for hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half, just watching the visual screen, just like I was doing before when we had our 2 hour sit. No problem. Time didn't seem to be relevant at all. What ended up coming up were these, it was sort of a lot of the wispy cloud stuff. Didn't get back into the low-res 3D space. I was so captivated by these clouds. They were green, but they were like this like bioluminescent, fluorescent green, where it wasn't sort of just the sort of standard boring green that I've been experiencing. It was very vague, almost gray. This was sort of like these wispy clouds had sort of just like gorgeous fluorescence right along the tips of the sort of, as they were sort of folding over and in on themselves constantly, and sort of these just very relaxing and interesting patterns. It almost looked like the sort of movement, sort of the speed of the movement, the elegance of the movement was kind of like a sort of a slow moving jellyfish or something. And I've been so obsessed with colors. I mean, I think I still kind of was like still wanting sort of more colors, mostly just to confirm that that's kind of possible. But I was really, really quite satisfied and entranced with this green. So just sitting there watching the green, kind of enjoying myself. And at some point, I think I was like, you know, I really should probably go to bed. I should try to go to sleep. So I decided that I would go to sleep. But my mind disagreed, and the energy level was still very high. It wouldn't power down at all. And so I ended up having difficulty. It was sort of, despite the sort of third jhana being the sort of like peaceful, pleasant, seemingly very kind of like mellow experience, there's a ton of concentration power built into the third jhana. And if you start trying to resist what the third jhana wants to show you, then it can really start to create a lot of tension and stress. And so all of a sudden I'm sitting there trying to go to sleep because I want to go to sleep, and I can't go to sleep because the mind's still going, really in deeply absorbed in this sort of experience, and starts experiencing a lot of sort of like stress and tightness in the chest and stomach area. And then to make matters worse, I start hearing faintly voices, sounds that, I mean, just very faint, but they're there. They could have easily been someone talking outside or making noise outside, and there was an eerie quality to them, sort of a fear component arose. Lots of thoughts, sort of lots of storytelling around the sounds, excuse me. So kind of identified the stage as kind of like, all right, well, this is just, things happening and I'm experiencing fear. This is classic Dark Knight stuff. I'm a meditator, no big deal. But it was, nonetheless, the fear is real. So I had to sort of, pull out all of my meditator bag of tricks, sort of really sort of reaffirm my intention to practice for all beings, sort of like ask for help, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ultimately, kind of just realizing that, you know, sometimes you got to just be afraid. It's kind of the ultimate surrendering to fear. Fear shouldn't be crippling unless you let it be. So I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm afraid now. Just going to try to go to sleep, relax, but I mean, very difficult with the fear arising. So it's kind of like alternating between sort of engaging with the meditation and sort of resisting it off and on. But once I sort of engaged a little bit more, it kind of moved itself along a bit, and I got out of the sort of stage of fear, and I could hear slightly more clearly what the sounds were, and it was really faint, but it was clearly sort of like, you know, I'm sort of talking about sort of trippy psychedelic experiences at this point, so I'll just go ahead and say it. It was clearly faint but clear singing, like 1,000 angels singing is what it sounded like. And there was accompanying music, symphony orchestra type music. It was really beautiful, like when I could tune into just that aspect. And in fact, I started to like wanted to hear it louder and more clearly. And so it was very faint, it was very soft and kind of in the background, and it was its own sort of sound stream, but one that I could hear and continued to hear throughout the night. So yeah, trippy shit. Trying to think what else. Eventually I fell asleep. I don't remember how or why or what was going on when I did exactly, such is the nature of falling asleep. But I kept waking up, so sleep wasn't easily forthcoming. And I had a lot of fruitions overnight, which I typically sort of rack them up oftentimes overnight. They were pleasant. There was like a nice bliss wave that I got after at least the first one. The others had sort of less noticeable bliss waves. But there was an initial bliss wave followed by I was able to, I haven't typically been able to do this, but I sort of inclined my mind toward having more fruitions, and it was just like fruition. They just kind of kept coming. Had a lot of fruitions on this retreat, which is kind of cool. And then there's one other thing that I wanted to mention. I woke up at about 12:30 or so. Though I did notice, I mean, looking in the darkness when you're lying in bed, when you sort of reach the stage, is you know, I now see what people say when you can just call up the red dot. I mean, you can close your eyes to watch this sort of visual experience play out. You can also leave your eyes open. When I was going through the fear stage, it kind of freaked me out a little bit to sort of have my eyes open, but there was sort of the dance of color and flashing lights and stuff was all dancing on the walls when I had my eyes open. So it's not exclusively something that happens with your eyes closed. All of this stuff, depending, you know, especially when the room is dark, if it's less clear, can be seen. The same way if you burn in an after image of a light, you can see that after image kind of floating about the room for a while until it fades away. But with this practice, once you get into this this stage where it's not really so much an after image as it is just sort of this mentally produced content. You can see it whether your eyes are open or shut, which is pretty cool. Trying to think. Played around with a few other things last night. I felt like maybe I should be able to see my hands when I just held them out in front of me with my eyes closed, and I couldn't quite see them, but I could also sort of see them. It was almost the effect like having your hand under a big, thick, dark blanket, and you can sort of see the movement out there, but you can't clearly see the object. So that occurred. The other thing I felt like I should be able to do was brush away the sort of visual snow that I was experiencing. And so I'd swipe my hand to see if I could brush it away, and it didn't move at first, and then a few seconds later it all shifted off to the left. So it did kind of work, but it was time delayed, like the other intention setting. It wasn't sort of satisfyingly instantaneous, like I was sort of thinking it might be. I am at least now dipping my toes very clearly into the dream realm, psychedelic realm, magical realm, whatever you want to call it. It's can confirm you stare at a candle for long enough, get your concentration strong enough, crazy shit will happen. Interestingly, this morning I was trying to avoid practicing. No specific reason, just was very chatty, kind of felt, I even said out loud that I felt a little burnt out on the practice and kind of felt like I had had enough psychedelic stuff and was good to go. Didn't want to sit down and meditate. Identifying that sensation, I decided to definitely meditate. High degree of mindfulness and concentration, but not a lot of stuff going on in the field. Field was pretty quiet and subdued. Even that was too much. Really dissatisfying to the point of feeling massive stomach cramps. Had to go to the bathroom twice. Nausea. I currently have a brown paper sack situated next to the couch where I've had to lie down for my meditation because sitting up was overwhelming. And it's interesting because I've been here before at a few points along the path. It's sort of just extreme reobservation-y type stuff to put a map label on it. So something wants to get resolved here. My mind currently is not inclined toward additional psychedelic experiences, really not inclined toward shamatha, really not inclined toward magic. My mind is really not inclined toward vipassana, to be honest. But vipassana is where I'm going with it because I'm trying to sort of investigate, but even that feels too much. What I really want to do is just drop the effort completely. And yet there's a sense in which dropping the effort is some effort, and so there's something I'm missing here. I think the name of the game is complete surrender, but I can't force complete surrender. That would be too easy, it seems like. I think something's gotta give. Okay, so in any event, a tough morning, which isn't to say the fire casino practice isn't going well. Fuck, got into third jhana easily. Just this clarity of investigation, I think, is what is really bringing all this stuff up. Been incredibly useful. Pretty awesome practice. And I feel pretty satisfied with where it went on this retreat. I was sort of concerned about not getting to see some cool shit, some more psychedelic shit, has been allayed after yesterday evening. And I think what I should really do is suck it up and go and pull the trigger. All right, wish me luck. Ooh, meditation's still kicking my ass right now. I feel just terrible. Oh well, this too shall pass. Wanted to note quickly some interesting bits of primordial wisdom that have come up for me when I've been meditating. One question I asked yesterday was, which I haven't done in a while, is, who am I? And, helpfully got an interesting response, which was, whatever you want. Which I initially took to mean, cool, I can be whatever I want. And then I was like, something clicked, and it was, no, that's not what the wisdom is. It's that you are whatever you want. You just identify with whatever it is that you are craving in the moment. It's who you are. It's all you are. Whew. I wanted to also note that I pinged to ask why I'm suffering so much. The response was to quit waiting. Stop expecting. Quit waiting. That's the gist of it. Good advice. See if I can follow up. Well, today has continued to be a challenge. So I've continued to not feel totally well all day long, but sort of my initial theory that it's reobservation. I'm no longer 100% sure about, whoa, the desert wind is picking up. I think maybe I just actually felt bad. I feel a little bit better this evening. And pick it back up again tonight and have some cool stuff to report. Or not. We'll see. The other thing I did want to mention, which was kind of cool, is when I was like sitting outside and kind of just dealing with just feeling shitty, trying to find a way to deal with feeling shitty, I was just noting, and everything in my visual field was very apparent. My mind seems to be drawn to the visual field. It's the most interesting place. Seeing some really cool stuff, some really subtle textures, and again, my visuals aren't that bright or super vivid, but they're clear. And I saw this sort of like hand caressing a rock, eagle flying, other random little images. And it was almost like a pencil sketch, but it was like a gorgeous pencil sketch. It wasn't really the sort of texture of pencil, but that was like how sketchy it was. But it was much more how to describe it. It didn't have the same texture as the pencil. It was like a much smoother, richer, velvety texture. Just gorgeous. Just gorgeous visuals, sort of smoothly transitioning from one to the other. Really, like, some pretty cool fucking stuff. What else? Oh, I keep getting this thing now where I'm sort of seeing hands. My hands are coming up. I'll be laying on the couch and then sort of I'll notice sort of like hands forming in the visual field, what are clearly hands, and I can sort of intend to move them and move them very subtly. Clearly some sort of like out-of-body type stuff, which is like pretty cool. I haven't done much more than that. I tried to sit up and that just didn't work. Trying to sit up at all, feeling the way I've been feeling, has been a challenge. But, even though I've kind of shut things down a bit this afternoon, just because I'm trying to get well, when I have sort of closed the eyes to meditate, things haven't been quite as sharp or clear, but the afternoons have always been a little bit of a downtime for my mind for me. Still some pretty cool stuff. I don't really feel the need to continue to push things too much further. I'm pretty satisfied with where we've gotten so far, and wish me luck. So today ended up being a difficult day because I got sick. You know, what really helped was kind of just dropping the meditation, going outside, walking around, doing stuff. That was what ultimately just made me feel physically better. And although I tried to keep up the meditation while I was doing that, the concentration for tonight's session was pretty low, a lot of mind wandering. The clarity of the visuals has dropped significantly. I have to drop sort of much, much lower toward the sort of dreamy, total mind wandery space to really get into any kind of interesting territory. And so tomorrow was going to be our last full day of the retreat, but I'd like to possibly, we're going to cut it off on Sunday morning, but I think that I'm trying to convince our friends here to push through and cut it off still a little bit early on Sunday, but maybe have like a nice 4-hour block Sunday afternoon before we officially call it. Learning how to skillfully use intention to kind of work with concentration, some of these states is the much more valuable lesson at the end of the day. And so this retreat was learned a lot of valuable lessons in how to just let the thing settle, let it relax. So many valuable lessons on this retreat. Really been a great experience. All right, well, see you all tomorrow on the next video. Good morning. Whew, it's Saturday morning out here in the desert. Woke up at about 4:30, and did sort of try to meditate, but didn't try too hard, so sort of drifting in and out of sleep, allowing that to happen, noticing whatever I could notice. It's very peaceful, pleasant. Woke up feeling much better and very refreshed at about 6 o'clock. Sat extremely comfortably for close to an hour, and then decided to come out here and record a little bit more. Whew. Feel relieved that I feel better after yesterday's experience, whatever it was, whether meditation related or not. And as far as the meditation itself goes, interestingly, I feel good about it, but there isn't a lot going on. It's somewhat interesting, actually. The red dot, even though my concentration feels pretty strong, is now more of kind of a neutral gray color. When it moves into stage two, it isn't bright, flashy. It's pretty subdued, neutral, fine. Move into stage three, and there just isn't a lot going on. In stage three at all. It's just like a blank screen. Blank gray screen. Neutral grayness that feels sort of exactly what the doctor ordered after all of the sort of bright, flashy, psychedelic experiences. Trying to rouse myself from this state of sort of silent, still effortlessness is unpleasant, which is interesting. Thought would arise, what happened to the cool, flashy colors on the screen? And I'd feel a little stress, maybe from the thought, maybe from the sort of expectation that it created, the question in my mind that it created. Thought would then lead to effort, intention to look at the screen, to observe the fine detail, to see if I could get back to that earlier state. That wouldn't feel good. A lot of aversion. I'd notice aversion arising because of the fact that I was exerting this effort. So I'd try to stop the effort. That didn't feel good. And then at some point it would just kind of settle back down and I would just be sitting again. Wouldn't really do anything. It would just still itself. I'm going to go have a cup of coffee. Relax. enjoy the last day or so of the retreat. We'll let things be as they may. Sitting, I sat on my Zafu, my Zabutan, comfortably for an hour and 20 minutes. Felt like I could sit forever, sort of. As far as physical discomfort, that was virtually a non-factor. Mental discomfort is another story. All of the stuff can finally come up that needs to come up at this particular stage, and it's all kind of gross and unpleasant, and I'm able to sit with it very still, very comfortably, physically comfortably, and mentally it's anguish. It's like there's a fucking battle going on in my mind right now. Phenomenological perspective. It's a lot of stress sort of in the stomach and chest area, but you know, I'm there with it, and eventually it kind of comes up and breaks up and dissolves kind of in the chest area, and then it doesn't take long for more shit to come up. My dog Calvin is still with me here on retreat. I got back to it. Just going through the purification process, what this thing's all about. Decided to take on this stuck pressure sensation. So in any event, I was sitting doing my meditation. Decided to ask this pressure sensation to tell me its story. Safe space. Tell me your story. And kind of relaxed further into the meditation. And image of a puppy appeared. And then immediately thereafter, the thought, Calvin. My dog, Calvin. When I started to tune my attention into the memories, I could feel the pressure sensation starting to form, solidify, eventually break up. Calvin had health issues. He did not live very long. He passed away, but before he did, he gave me a great gift, wonderful gift. He's the one that inspired me to this practice, which has been so helpful. Lots of diaries this last day. After kind of a lot of emotional stuff coming up earlier, things have quieted down a bit more. And I'm sort of like getting back to that stage of more sort of quietness with sort of still stuff going on kind of on the visual screen, but it seems to be getting less and less, but then it'll pick back up again. But it's kind of like, even though my concentration feels really, really strong, it's it feels like the visual screen is really kind of like in the background, fading into the background a little bit. I can tune back into it, but my attention keeps sort of like pushing a little bit further to the background. And there aren't really a lot of thoughts arising or anything. It's just this sort of, it's sort of like resting more kind of just in sort of whatever's going on, you know, sounds, etc. So not a lot of thoughts, kind of like getting very still, very quiet, very peaceful, very pleasant. There's a little bit of, I noticed in my last sip, the one thing that was coming up was kind of a classic judging thought. Like, what is this? What should I do with this? So, hindrance of doubt. Hello, my old friend. So, I'm going to have a quick call with Shannon here in just a couple of minutes and sort of give her a heads up about what's going on. So, I only have a day or so left of practice. So, having sort of been exploring this territory and letting a bunch of emotional stuff kind of come up and deal with it has been productive regardless. But, I've been continuing to follow the instructions in the fire casino, really just, you know, stare at the candle, get the mantra humming, and then stare at the screen. And this has felt like a kind of a different stage. And so I want to just touch base and see if she has any thoughts on what's going on so that I don't totally go off the rails in the last couple of days of the retreat. Oh man. So that was disappointing. I had a phone call with Shannon. It was kind of gave her the lowdown. I was expecting her to say that I was basically on the brink of becoming just totally fully enlightened and that I was accessing fourth jhana. Fuck yeah. That's why it was so quiet and peaceful and blah, 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 blah. All the stuff that I've been, you know, telling myself a story about. And really what more likely has happened is I feel better today. Whether meditation related or not, who knows, but I feel a lot better today, which is great, because when you feel shitty and you're sick, it's no fun. And when you feel better, you feel awesome. And then I was likely, because my concentration had dropped off from yesterday, just getting into the gray murk of the disillusion stage, and was kind of just hanging out there because it kind of felt nice to just take a break and just chill out in that nice, gray, spacious, silent, really not all that spacious actually, but silent, quiet, simple space without a lot going on, because I wasn't really inclining my mind to really tune into the visuals, because I'd been there, done that, and then sort of started to get off the rails and do other stuff, like trying to see the screen behind the screen and check out the watcher and, you know, kind of doing other practices that aren't really related to the fire casino. So she was super nice, she wasn't trying to sort of burst my bubble by any stretch, but it was just, you know, candid based on my description of what was going on, where she thought I was, and her just, you know, her just candid their explanation makes a lot of sense. And but she did say, you know, this practice can take you a lot of places. It never hurts to sort of like see different stages in the cycle, look at them more closely, explore them, etc. And if you're interested in sort of checking out the watcher, then kind of go for it. So she kind of gave me free rein to just do whatever, you know, whatever feels okay to me for the remainder of the retreat. But I definitely was thinking I was into some real deep stuff. Fire casino is hard, man. It's hard to keep up the concentration. You really want to get into the deep stuff. You got to keep it up. And I lost it yesterday. And I, now that Shannon said that, I went back and sort of just watched the progression with an eye toward this other story rather than the one where I'm about to get totally enlightened. And I was like, yeah, fuck me. My concentration's just slow. My mind's been wandering all over the place today. So there it is. May you practice well. Things have once again taken an unexpected turn on this retreat. After speaking with Shannon, accepting the fact that I probably was just slipping back, I practiced diligently rather than giving up to see if I could get back to the visuals, not caring as much. But still with that same sort of compulsive urge to achieve something. Got back into it. Kind of got the visuals going again. Noticed a lot of similar pressure sensations. The one that got me earlier about Calvin. Was kind of pinging some of those. Sort of saying, what's your story, man? Thinking I'd have a nice, good cry, and it would go away, and I would feel so much better. Instead, I woke up at about 2 or 2:30 in the morning with a real sharp pain at the top of the head. real headache. Contemplated taking Advil, sort of thinking, what? You know, have you been eating well? I think I've been getting enough water? Like, what could be causing this pain? Decided not to take Advil. Decided to be with it and ask it what its story was. Oh, man, did it have a story to tell? Is it not? I don't think it's done telling its story. Part of me feels like I'm fucking up my retreat by getting too involved in content, but that's not right. I know that's not right. This is like a necessary part of the path of purification for me, for whatever reason. Fuck enlightenment. So I pinged it. What was the story? And I remember back to a time in my childhood where I felt really physically ill. Driving somewhere on some trip with my parents. And that triggered other childhood memories for me. Unpleasant memories. Memories of sort of feeling uncomfortable, unpleasant, unhappy. The story has a very real physical manifestation seemingly associated with it. Fucking dukkha. I have gotten unbelievable insight into dukkha on this fucking retreat. Sorry. No more fucking crying. I'm just like literally sort of walking around breathing in this sort of like perfectly cool and pleasant and absolutely exactly what I needed. Dry desert air. Nighttime in the desert is just, it's just beautiful and peaceful and cool and perfect right now. I couldn't ask for a better place to be, pacing back and forth while I contemplate fucking vomiting. Oh man. Fuck. Anyway, this thing got way too fucking long. Ooh. Feeling better. No major breakthroughs, but did not back off of the fire casino after feeling the way I was feeling. I think it was more physical manifestations of mental junk needing to get out. And so I've been hitting it pretty hard, actually, and no major breakthroughs, but I decided to finish really strong with the fire casino and just see what happens. Sat with strong determination for roughly 2 hours, had to change my posture a little bit. I'm really trying my best. That's all I can really say. So anyway, finish up... in about 4 hours, so I'm going to get right back to it and just keep on hitting it for a little bit longer and see where it takes me. Postscript, I forgot to mention some of the experiences I've been having, kind of hitting it hard this last part of the day. It was interesting yesterday, right, because I kind of seemed like I had regressed concentration-wise. Really, I think that... you know, another interpretation of what happened is that I was hiding out in sort of earlier stage stuff that felt safe and comforting because I didn't want to face what haunted me this morning at 2:30 when I was practically borderline retching in the bathroom, definitely having major issues and having to walk it off for a long time. I mean, that stuff's been still kind of gradually coming out. Once I kind of hit it, though, my concentration hadn't really dropped off at all. I kind of thought that it would have. I kind of felt like I was taking a break, but was kind of meditating while laying down and doing a lot of talking, a lot of things to try and sort of just keep things light and spirited. But I don't think any of that actually really crushed the concentration, because once the mind wanted to get back to it, it got back to it. My concentration today has been extremely on point, but less directed towards the sort of fire casino visuals. But yeah, last night I sort of laid down nauseously trying to kind of like get to sleep, and sort of just the cloudy images started to become like beautiful wispy clouds, like even more luminous and bright and colored, that same color of green than they were the other night when I reported on them. And it was just sort of like this gorgeous folding cloud in on itself. No more of the 3D visual images, but I almost managed to fall asleep, what felt like falling asleep, while I was laying there feeling awful. And I had a near miss, kind of a dip fruition that didn't go all the way in. And I didn't go all the way in because what happened was there was just this flash of like hyper vivid, photorealistic, gorgeous, swirling rainbows, just like taking up the entire field of vision, just this like gorgeous swirl of rainbow sort of into all sort of pointed in the middle. And as I could like sort of physically feel the dip down, but my mind, when it just caught glimpse of that sort of rainbow for a second, just instantly perked up and kind of jerked back. But it was beautiful. That may be the most beautiful visual I've seen on this entire retreat, although it was very brief. But as far as like photorealistic stuff, I've only gotten sort of little things like that, like waking up and seeing a photorealistic hand waving at me one day, and a candle flame another day, bunch of candle flames, occasional one photorealistic flash of a sort of like palette of rainbow colors. I've had like just a ton of rainbow stuff coming up. This sort of like stream of rainbow color has been persistently appearing, and as I've gotten deeper into this, whatever this is that I'm currently working out of my system right now, the sort of visual image is like a sort of like streaming pattern of sort of like lines going up and down, and it looks like they're trying to form into a cross or a plus with like the red dot kind of like trying to come into the center. It's not always super clear. It's often much more vague than that, but you can definitely see this kind of forming, and then occasionally it'll twist. The whole image will twist, or the two crosses will sort of like start turning around each other. They'll become imbalanced. And it feels like the sort of balancing is somehow aligned with what I'm doing with my body and the sort of movement of energy sensations in my body. There's been just a ton of stuff. I mean, I told you that I felt like vomiting. So tons of energy stuff going on in the stomach area and kind of like moving up through the heart and then sort of feeling like almost like things are about to just explode out the top of the head. And all of this is aligned with sort of this like single, it's pretty faint, but I can definitely tell it's like a rainbow stripe is sort of the thing that seems to be forming in the sort of like up and down middle image. So a lot of like interesting rainbow stuff. And the one pretty persistent low-res 3D visual image that I get is that of the candle flame. I shouldn't say the candle flame, but it's been there sort of persistently, and that will sometimes arise, and sometimes it'll kind of come to the center and be the centerpiece and then turn into like more of a circular brightening dot. Other times it's kind of just off to the side, so a lot of interesting visual stuff still going on that I wanted to make sure I reported on. All of it seems to be very much tied to sort of what's going on in the meditation in kind of an interesting way. It's becoming very, very synchronized, the way that sort of I'm feeling the physical energy sensations in the body and other things. And the mantra that was really getting going, I mean, it wasn't singing so musically, but it was like powerfully part of the meditation this morning was, yeah, be happy and free from suffering. May my practice benefit all beings. And that applies to this latest recording. Let's go get back to it. Well, that's it. It's done. The official sitting portion of the retreat is over. I'm feeling somewhat disappointed right now because the afternoon sit, I mean, didn't get much sleep last night. Exhausted. Mind's already kind of drifting off, thinking of leaving the retreat. It was just, it was horrible. Just could barely stay focused on anything. The visuals were just totally muted, just covered in sort of the static gray field. Not crisp or clear at all, and just kind of fading away. And clearly I've been going through a lot of sort of like ups and downs physically, emotionally, and stuff over the past couple of days, and so part of me was sort of longing for a retreat in which after day six, when things started to get interesting, I had just continued to feel really well and had been steadfast and steady and maintained my concentration throughout, and really tried to dive further into that territory, because I never really got any further than I did on six. As far as moving the experience along, I got to where I was just scratching the surface, and then the whole thing kind of just, the wheels came off, and I was
was way too focused on trying to move along with the Vipassana stuff. Clearly, that's what I am most obsessed with at this point. So, kind of fell off in the concentration. A little bit disappointed that I didn't really stick more closely with the fire casino. I've learned a ton of valuable lessons about the fire casino practice, concentration practice, Vipassana practice, setting expectations, not just being with whatever is there, allowing the mind to wander too freely, disappointment, and this practice is a real challenging one, so I just gotta keep moving forward, keep trying, seeing what can happen eventually. Thanks for listening. May this practice be a benefit to you.